Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Jump on board here, and we will talk about whatever's on your mind. Happy Father's Day to everybody to begin with. June the 16th today, 2013, and we've got a lot going on. We've had some people call in with good news and bad news, pest problems, big ones. We just talked about grasshopper problems. She was going to send some photographs of the big issues she's having. We'll get those up on Facebook and dirtdoctor.com for you and try to keep talking to everybody and figure out what we can do when those severe levels of grasshoppers come in. It seems that some of the techniques that we recommend don't always work when there's 10 jillion of the grasshoppers moving in, which makes sense for people with minor or moderate problems. It's pretty easy to control, but when they come in great big clouds, it is tough. Telephone number again, 866-444-3478. Those of you that don't take our newsletter, it's free. You can jump on board by going to dirtdoctor.com, click on the newsletter button and sign up there, and you'll get it on by email on a weekly basis. Those of you that want to join the Organic Club of America, that does cost a little bit. There's more involved, obviously, so you can check on that. Also, click on the button on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com. For those of you looking for products that we're talking about and having trouble, we're trying to encourage as many retail people, obviously, as we can to handle the things that we think are state-of-the-art and have the best research and the best efficacy and all that. And the people that are getting on board, we're trying to give them some exposure in the part of the website there called Dirt Doctor Destination. So you can check that out and see which places are closest to you. And if you have some stores that are doing a good job of carrying a nice supply of organic products, let us know. Some of the people are carrying organic products, but they're tending to stay with things that we no longer recommend, things that we found better answers for, better products, more effective products, more cost-effective products, and all that. So we're continuing to look and research and try to come up with better mouse traps. And when we do, we recommend those and try to figure out a way to make them available to you. So check all that out. Let's see who we need to go to next. I think, line four probably is next up. Carl in Farmers Branch. Is that you, Carl?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Howard?
Doing very well. What's up with you?
With potted plants, is it just the nature of them that they have to be watered daily with when we get our summer?
Well, yes and no. If you use a really good mixture for your potting soil, it has compost and lava sand and other rock materials. The soil moisture will stay in there longer, and sometimes you don't have to water every day. But in a lot of cases, when the plants are in pots and they're exposed to direct sun and they're on a hot deck or patio or something like that, the moisture gets cooked out because, you know, the walls are exposed to the heat and the sunlight, as well as the surface and the plant. So sometimes watering every day is necessary. I have some plants that I'm watering every day right now, and some of them are in some pretty brutal places. They get the afternoon sun just burning on them all through those hours, and those plants for sure have to be watered daily. We have others that get more reasonable amount of sunlight, some morning sun, and then some filtered light through the day, and not that really intense afternoon sun so much. And some of those can go 2-3 days without being watered. And we have some plants I probably don't water more than once a week, things like some of the yuccas and some of the succulent type plants. So it just depends on what the plants are and how big the pot is. The bigger the pot, the longer it can last and all that.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. One of the things that will help you keep moisture in the pots better than even compost is lava sand. Lava sand, even if it's not a real good quality paramagnetic lava sand, will hold moisture. For example, you can pile lava sand on a driveway or anywhere, for that matter, in full sun right now, and in September, dig into it, and it'll still be moist inside. It has the ability to pull moisture right out of the air. In fact, you can use too much lava sand in some of your potted things and hold moisture for too long and create some anaerobic situations and too much moisture and some damage on your crops. Let's see, who do we... Wayne and Whitney is on line one. Next up, well, by the way, if you're wondering if you didn't hear me in the first hour, we have a little glitch in our computer deal, and they're not able to put the names on the computer, so they're having to either write it down or tell me in my ear. So, what's up, Wayne?
Well, I've got somebody told me that I could put corn silage, you know, what they used to feed cows with, on my grass, and it would help fertilize it. And I was just wanting to get your opinion on it.
Well, silage is a good fertilizer, good organic fertilizer, good compost. You can take silage and put it in a pile and compost it down a little bit more, and it really turns into something good. But some of the silage would probably be too rough a texture to use out on the lawn as a fertilizer. That'd be my only thing, unless it's broken down very, very well.
Okay.
But as far as being nutritious to plants, yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, good. All right. That's what I needed to know. Thank you much, sir.
Appreciate the call. One of the conversations I had this week, somebody emailed me about using molasses that's a cattle feed. And there's two ways you can get it. And again, it can be used as organic fertilizer as well. If you get pure molasses, you know, we're recommending liquid molasses all the time for ingredient in Garrett juice or to mix with fish and seaweed and spray and some other concoction that you might like or whatever. And then there's a second product that's called, I think the term that's used the most is molasses feed. And in molasses feed, you've got the liquid molasses, the dark molasses, but you also have some urea and some other fertilizer elements. I think it's primarily urea because it functions well for feeding the livestock. And it makes a terrific fertilizer. It's not an acceptable product in a certified organic program because of the urea in it. But a lot of people that are making a transition from using nothing but chemicals and synthetic fertilizers, it's a really good way to go for two reasons. One, it's very powerful. It works well. And two, it's cheap. I don't even understand how it can be as cheap as it is. I wouldn't use it. I'm, you know, too much of a purist to do that. But those of you that want a bridge product or just making the transition, or if you don't care to be totally organic and don't mind some synthetic fertilizer being in the mix, and it's not the end of the world. If you use urea and you've got plenty of other organic materials, humic materials as part of the puzzle, you know, it works pretty well. That's what's wrong with the synthetic fertilizers. For example, when you use Miracle-Gro or a typical bagged granular fertilizer, that's basically a salt material, and there's no carbon, there's no organic matter, there's no humic material in it at all. That's the big problem. And you can take some of those products and add liquid humates or the Garrett juice mixture, liquid molasses, you know, any of these things that contain the organic materials that we're talking about all the time, and dilute the amount of the synthetic part that you're putting out and turn it into a fairly decent fertilizer for the soil and for the plants. When you use those synthetic things by themselves, though, you're doing nothing but hurting the soil a little bit more with every application until finally you've salted up the soil and done so much damage to the biological activity, you say, well, you know, that soil's worn out. I need to throw it away and redo it. Build some new soil, bring some new soil in, change the potting soil in those containers and all that. Well, that's a conversation you never have to have with the organic approach. The soil just gets better and better with every application. Well, we got a little break. I'll find out who all is lined up. We've got a full board of calls, but jump on here when you hear somebody hang up at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com. Again, if you want our newsletter, all you have to do is get us your email address or fill out the form that's under newsletter on the homepage.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics. So it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's ease back to the – oh, well, let me tell you about something first. I didn't tell you about the dogs this week, the SPCA pet adoption feature. First of all, really great news. Al, who we've been talking about for several weeks, was adopted. But the bad news is that Esther from last week is still waiting for a home, and she is a great-looking dog. She's 14 years old. She's even older than our Carmen when we adopted her, but she is just a doll, and a 27-pound terrier mix. So take a look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go to the SPCA pet adoption button and see Esther, and let's give her a home. She looks like she'd really be a winner. As does this week's dog, Rex. He's a good-looking guy. He's an energetic male, 2 years old, 74-pound chow chow mix, looking for a playmate. Says Rex is a fun-loving guy who's always ready for a good time. He enjoys playing chase and tug-of-war as well as balancing after rubber dog bones. If your favorite game is fetch, he's a bit of an expert. However, you will probably need to catch him first if you want to get the ball back. Sounds like most of my dogs. In addition to being a bundle of fun, Rex is quite the lover. He enjoys people, especially ones that give him massages behind his ears. He likes to get those ears rubbed. You'll know when you found the right spot because his tongue spills out of his mouth. He tilts his head up to show you his smile. Smart dogs already mastered loose leash walking and can sit. If you offer him a treat, he'll show you all his talents. He's a great-looking dog, Rex. But check out Rex and Esther both on our website, and we really appreciate you helping these pooches. Those of you around the country, same thing with your SPCA organizations and other rescue organizations. Great way to get a pet. Didn't get that Father's Day gift yet? What a good idea that would be, okay? Let's see. We've got line two next. It's Dave in Granbury. Hey, Dave.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm a fairly new listener. I've been listening about a month. Talked to you last week about whey and composting. But the question I've got today is I live out on a few acres, and I've got these briars that I've just never been able to completely get rid of and control. And if you go down to the feed store, they're going to give you a product that you mix with diesel in, and that sounds like you're kind of nuclear to me, but I just wondered if you had an idea about what to do about these briars.
Yeah, they're actually easier to control than most people will admit to. If you keep cutting them off, you know, with pruners or mowing them or whatever is the easiest way, depending on how large the area is, they will use up their underground storage of energy fairly quickly. Now, the rub here is that some of them have great big storage devices underground. If you dig one of them up, and it might be a good idea for you to do so you see what you're dealing with, there will be underground tubers on the bases of greenbrier that are sometimes as big as a good-sized watermelon. And
yeah, I've seen those. They look like they're alien, you know.
Yeah, all kinds of strange shapes and everything. You can dig those out of the ground and chop them up if, you know, you don't have a huge number of them and throw them in the compost pile, and they're loaded with trace minerals and all kinds of nutrients and enzymes and everything. They're very beneficial in that way. But if you just keep cutting off the stem every time it starts to grow, it has to use that stored energy from those tubers, and it'll use them up, and they will die out.
Okay.
So you don't have any. Even if you did spray them and kill them, even with the nuclear idea that the store is recommending to you, they're pretty tough and resilient against that kind of attack. The thing that works best is physical removal and crunching them up, or kill them by using up their energy.
Okay, appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for joining. Let's go to Trish in Lone Grove. Hello, Trish.
Doing well.
Hey,
listen, I was just going to, first of all, echo the earlier caller with the grasshopper issue. I've had experience at the same thing up here, up north.
Oh, boy.
And I treated last year with Simmons Spores. I helped a little bit. Started treating it with Nolabate in March and have been treating sporadically since then. Thought I was doing really good, and left Friday morning at 6 o'clock and came home. And like she said, the gentleman across the way had mowed his hay, and I came home at 5 o'clock to thousands and thousands
wow.
of grasshoppers. Yeah. And, I mean, it's just amazing. Going out and mowing short almost immediately helped kind of back them off back into the other fields a little bit. But mm-hmm. I don't think we're ever in this area, because our soil is so poor. I don't think the covering the bare patches is ever going to work. I think we're going to have to ride this out unless they come up with some kind of decent perimeter treatment. Do you have any idea how long these infestations tend to last? This has been going on, like she said, for about 3 years now.
No, and who knows? It's a weather-related kind of thing. It's a food-related thing for the grasshopper, so it's kind of hard to know. This is the worst I've ever heard of. We're not having problems with them in the urban areas too much yet. They're all out in the rural areas. Have you ever tried any of the essential oils, like the product called Essentria, by any chance?
I have not. Like I said, this is a pretty large area, and mm-hmm. Would that be just trying it just directly on the plants or just in the grass? Or?
Well, the essential oil products work in a couple of ways. One is they're neurotoxins to insects. If you hit the grasshoppers with the spray, you know, it should do some damage. The second thing is that because of the fragrance of the product, there's a repelling ability. Let me put you on hold. I got to run for a minute. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Top U.S. intelligence officials say two controversial data collection programs run by the National Security Agency are far less sweeping than their detractors allege. They claim the information has prevented terrorist attacks. Scottish authorities say five passengers from an Egypt Air flight diverted to Britain yesterday are now seeking asylum in Britain. At least 32 people are dead in a string of bombings and shootings across Iraq today. Car bombs exploded in half a dozen towns, mostly in Shiite-majority areas. The attacks extend a wave of violence that's left nearly 2,000 dead since the beginning of April. And in the latest sign of growing sectarian hatred in Syria, Sunni extremists have blown up a Shiite mosque in a village near the Iraqi border. Activists say the attack was carried out by al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tampa Bay pitcher Alex Cobb was taken off the field in a stretcher after he was hit in the right ear by a line drive in the fifth inning of the Rays' 5-3 win against Kansas City. The Rays announced Cobb suffered a mild concussion. Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer says he feels badly after hitting the line drive that felled Cobb.
It's scary, man. It's, you know, you don't know if he's all right, and I honestly didn't even want to run to first. I just wanted to see, you know, how he was doing, and it's, you know, it's you hate to see that.
Cobb spent the night at a St. Petersburg hospital. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas led the West for most of the season, but they've lost 10-14 in five straight at home, including a 6-1 loss to Toronto yesterday. Rangers manager Ron Washington says his team's lack of hitting is causing problems.
You know, it's just simple baseball, getting base hits with runners in scoring position. We just haven't been able to do it.
Seattle blanked Oakland 4-0, so the A's stay two games ahead of the Rangers atop the West. This is SRN Sports. East leader Boston edged Baltimore 5-4. Red Sox manager John Farrell says this was a big victory for his club after losing the first two games of the series.
Any win is good. This is a very good team we're going against. They play right to the end. They've somewhat carved out a characteristic over the last year plus 2 years of late-inning comebacks.
Central leader Detroit fell to Minnesota 6-3. It was Houston 4-3 over the White Sox. The Angels beat the Yankees 6-2. The National League East leader Atlanta snapped their four-game losing streak, beating San Francisco 6-5. West front-runner Arizona lost to San Diego 6-4, but kept their game-and-a-half lead over the Giants. Central leader St. Louis topped Miami 13-7. It was the Cubs over the Mets 5-2. The Dodgers beat the Pirates 5-3 in 11 innings. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 6-0. It was Colorado 10-5 over Philadelphia. Interleague play saw Washington beat Cleveland 7-6. The Stanley Cup final is tied at the game apiece after Boston overtime Chicago 2-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard Garrett, back with you. Man, I'm really not happy about hearing about these grasshopper problems. They are really, really big. I wish I had some better answers. All we can do is just keep trying these things. I was talking to the last caller about trying some essential oils products because of this. I started talking about it, and it was kind of rushed there at the end. Spraying something like the commercial product Essentria on the ones you can spray and hit, and let's just see how well two things happen. One is a killing resulting from the spray, and two, a repelling situation from the essential oils, these basically herb juices that do kill, but whether it'll work on this kind of scale, these big gigantic clouds of grasshoppers, we'll find out, and we'll keep working to try to come up with something. I think that one more person wanted to talk about grasshoppers, Ruth in Fort Worth. Hello, Ruth.
I'm having a terrible time trying to get my kale and clay out, and I finally ended up using a watering can, but that's not very satisfactory if you have lawns and everything to do. What kind of a sprayer do I need to get?
Well, probably the simplest one to use would be a backpack sprayer. I have the one that Steel makes, and I've sprayed kale and clay with it. It works well.
Do you have to pump it up?
Yeah, it's a backpack sprayer that you strap on, you wear, you know, over your shoulders, and it's heavy. You may need to get somebody to help you with it if you have a big area to spray.
Yeah.
And it has a handle on the side that you just pump real slowly, and it'll spray, 15, 20 feet, something like that. And then the next step up would be to get somebody to come in and spray it for you with a power sprayer or something like that. I don't think that a hose-end sprayer would work because you're not going to get very even distribution.
I've tried a couple of those plastic things that you get at the store, and they're not satisfactory. They're made in China. And,
Well, see if you – some of the backpack sprayers are not horribly expensive. The steel one is very effective and can spray a large area, and it's pretty reasonably priced.
Okay, I'll try that. Now, let me ask you about the shredded tree trimmings you're always telling us to get. They don't break down, you know, very fast in the compost, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, they normally break down fairly fast, but if they don't, that's not a problem. You can go ahead and use them before they're broken down at all as a top dressing mulch. They don't have to be broken down at all. They can be right out of the tree trimmer's grinder and use them immediately. Yeah.
I didn't know if one of those grinders would be too expensive to buy, you know, just for home property.
Yeah, they are. The one I've gone that route, and any grinder for home use that's strong enough to grind up anything bigger than about an inch and a half caliper limb is very expensive. They're big machines, so you need to. You need to get the tree trimming people to do it for you, or a landscape contractor or something like that.
Okay, well, that's all I needed today.
Good luck. Hang in there.
Thank you very much.
Okay. These grinders that Troy built makes one. I used to have a WW grinder and various companies, but anything that's, you know, 8 horsepower or more that really will grind up something, they're pretty pricey. Plus, there's a maintenance issue with them anyway. So unless you got a pretty big budget, it's best to go with some contractor and hire them to come in and do that kind of work for you. Let's see. Kay is next up, I believe. Hello, Kay.
Hello.
Where are you calling from? I didn't get that.
From Granbury.
Granbury, okay.
Yes. My neighbor has put in a sprinkler system and solid sod, and that was 16 days ago, and I'm being eaten up with mosquitoes. What can I do on my property?
Interesting. And they only showed up after the sprinkler was put in?
Yes, and I've been here 10 and a half years, so I'm pretty sure that's the problem.
Interesting. Well, that kind of backs up this technique that we're recommending for landscapes where there's a lot of moisture. The mosquitoes are going to be there in these micro breeding spots. Get you some of the BTI, whether you have to get the BTI in the form of mosquito dunks or mosquito bits, which are solid, and soak them in water and make a liquid and spray the whole area. I think that works as well as anything to, you know, cut down on the, well, kill, it'll actually kill the breeding of the larvae. And if they're watering too much, they're setting up micro breeding spots all over the place. Plus, the mosquitoes are attracted to the moisture, I guess.
I wonder if I might try what you were talking about, put some buckets of water and attract them to my property with the mosquito dunk in it.
Yeah, it seems to work. Put it somewhere where it's not going to be near where you'll be. And we've had several people say that they've tried that, and it seems to be working pretty well. Do you have a rain barrel or anything like that?
Yes, I could arrange for that.
Yeah, do that, and you can even use that water, too, for the spray.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Give it a shot. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
We got all kind of mosquito and grasshopper issues today. Let's see. Who we got on line two there, Matt? Okay, here's Scott in somewhere in Oklahoma. Where are you, Scott?
Wilson, Oklahoma.
What's going on there?
I heard you talking about 2.5 gallons of BTI a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a phone number for that, sir? I don't do computers.
I'll have to look it up. You can call both Arbico or Natural Organic Warehouse, and I don't know either one of those phone numbers offhand, but I will look them up for you. If you stay tuned, I'll put it on the radio.
Okay. And then this Nolo,
uh-huh.
Can you buy it in bulk?
You can buy it in larger containers. I don't know how much bulk you can buy. I should have mentioned when previous caller mentioned semi-spore. Semi-spore is also the same thing as Nolo Bait. Both of them are Nosema locusti. That's the name of the bacillus. So semi-spore or Nolo Bait, either one. Any distributor, any farm co-op, you know, anybody that handles agricultural equipment and tools and products should be able to get it for you.
Okay. How about this diatomaceous earth? Is it good to sprinkle on your yard just for any kind of varmint control?
Well, it's not for varmint control. Diatomaceous earth used topically on the site is for insect control. It could help with the grasshoppers that we've been talking about today. The trick is just getting it on them. When I've done the kale and clay that we've been talking about several times today, the surround product to put the particle film on the plants and repel grasshoppers, I have used myself, and I've gotten some good reports from other people, that when you add the diatomaceous earth to the liquid mix of kale and clay, it works even better as far as repelling the grasshoppers. Putting it out dry, it will kill things that are running around on the site that are pests. If the weather's dry, if there's dew on the ground in the morning, if it's a humid day, something like that, diatomaceous earth won't work very well as an insect control. The main way I use diatomaceous earth is internally for a supplement to livestock and to pets as an internal, as a natural wormer, and also a way to increase digestion and pull toxins out of the body. I don't use DE that often to kill insects.
Okay. It'd be good to sprinkle around your chicken house for mites and stuff.
Yeah, it's good to use around your chickens, because if you dust it around them a lot, get it on them, get it in their feed and everything, you're going to be getting some of it in their gut, and it's really good for them, you bet.
You don't want to use a swimming pool grade, do you?
No. Swimming pool is a completely different product. It's been heated to a very high temperature and calcined, partially calcined. They turn it into bigger particles doing that, and it makes it a better filter material, but it totally eliminates the horticultural use and insecticidal use, and it turns it into a dangerous product to breathe when you're around the dry form of it. When you have it in a filter and it's moist, it's not dangerous, but when it's dry and in the air and you breathe it, problem is it won't break down in your lungs, and it's kind of like breathing asbestos. But the horticultural stuff, the amorphous diatomaceous earth, is not treated in any way. You still don't want to breathe it. I mean, you don't want to breathe any kind of dusty material, but it doesn't have that problem for your lungs long term.
Do you take it some?
I take it quite a bit. I'll take a half a teaspoon or a little bit more quite often. It needs to be a real high quality, clean diatomaceous earth. You need to know for sure where it came from and all that kind of thing. But yeah, I think it's beneficial taking internally.
One more quickie. That tea you made this morning, did you use the rinds and everything of the lemon?
That's a good question. I did not this morning, and I assume Judy bought the lemons, and I assume they're organically grown. If you have organically grown citrus, the rinds, one, will not be as tart. They'll be better tasting, and two, you can use all of it in the tea. That's a good point. I did not this morning, but you can if they're organically grown. If they're not organically grown, I wouldn't do it, because the pesticides tend to accumulate in the rinds and also in the reproductive parts of the plant. Plus, a lot of the companies will actually treat the citrus rinds with something prior to shipping that keeps the cosmetics good and does, things that they think is important, but it's really a pretty toxic material.
Okay. And I got one comment I want to make. That daughter of yours, when she said, my dad, Mm-hmm. Brings tears to my eyes. That's so precious.
Well, I'm glad you like it. She's been doing my...
I know.
She's been doing my announcing since she was in the second grade, I think, or something like that.
Oh, how well I know.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being there.
That phone number for BTI when you find it, please.
I'll get both of them. I'll put it on there after this next break, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, same to you. Thanks. Let's go to somebody next who's on line one. Now, here's our friend Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Well, happy Father's Day.
Same to you.
Mine is 19. It's really cool when they stop being your kid and start being their friend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
He's an amazing kid. I couldn't be prouder of him. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this whole, because I just heard a commercial. And by the way, it really makes me smile when I call your show and it's, do I hear birds?
Yeah, it always happens when you call me. It always makes you smile when what happens?
When I call your show and I can't get through, because it pleases me when your lines are full. You're being heard, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, it's been real heavy today. Hang on, we'll talk in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be right back.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Mosquitoes are a serious concern. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com offers all sizes of BTI, misting, and sprayable products for safe, effective treatment of both mosquito larvae and adults. If you're a homeowner, landscape contractor, farmer, rancher, or grower, visit NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. That's NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, 866-444-3478. We were talking to Daryl. Are you still there, my snake friend? What's up?
Of course. Well, let's see. There's several subjects going on right now. There's a big news story in Dallas about a guy who got bit by a snake, and the doctor gave some good advice about, don't cut and suck the venom. I absolutely agree with that. They made it sound like they were only the pit vipers in this area. I would disagree. The coral snake does exist here, but you kind of need cedar breaks and that sort of thing. You really kind of got to be an idiot to get bit by one of those. But the doctor was saying that you need to be in heavy shoes and pants all the time, which is what they're saying about mosquitoes, too. You know what I mean? The long sleeves, all that stuff. I respectfully disagree with all of that. I like having my bare feet on the ground. It's a wonderful thing. And he was saying, well, they see heat, so the warmth of your foot makes them think that you're food. I could not disagree more. The snake sees this enormous heat signature. You're huge. A toddler is huge. A six-foot snake is an inch tall. And in his world, everything bigger than him is trying to eat him, and he can feel you coming. Now, I haven't been able to talk to the victim to say, here's why he got nailed. He's a pretty big guy. But at any rate, my take on that was, no, you don't have to. Granted, you don't want to stomp around in the weeds in the flip-flops without, paying close attention to what you're doing. But I would respectfully disagree with that doctor's opinion on that.
That's a good point. What was the snake, a copperhead or a rattlesnake?
They never said.
Huh. Okay.
And they did say take a picture, which I agree with, just because I'm always begging people, if you see the snake, don't grab the shovel, grab the camera. You know what I mean? You got one in your pocket. Everybody does.
The only snake I've ever had not run away from me was one that came out of our fish pond, and he wanted to watch me plant some seed one day for some reason, didn't want to leave. Finally, I walked away, and he took off. So
yeah, I always tell people when you have a snake like that on your property, name him George. and it's a standard name that I use, and it's funny because today's Father's Day. My father's name was George. I lost him when I was 22. And it's just my favorite name to tell people when I'm trying to get that concept across. If you have a snake in your yard, it's as natural and as beautiful as a butterfly or a hummingbird. And if you don't mess with him, just as harmless. Name him George. It'll change your world. You changed my world about wasps. I get people over the fear of snakes all the time. But I was afraid of wasps my whole life. I mean, I was phobic about them. And one year when you told me they were beneficial, I made peace with them. And the paper wasps that are on my front porch, I said hello to them every morning.
Yeah,
And when they buzzed me, I didn't swat them. And I put out trichogrammas. And now they're my pets practically. I love them. It's if you have some of the food chain, you have all the food chain. Okay, one more thing.
Okay, you're moving the right direction. What else you got real quick? I got a bunch of people holding.
The lawn thing. I just heard a commercial about how to have the lush green lawn with but natural means. I really like what's happening on Facebook a lot about grow food instead of lawns. And, of course, you basically either have to have no homeowners association or you have to fight the government to do it. But I wanted to get your take on that because I really think that that's where it should go. I think that a single species of grass covering a whole area should only be a decorative thing for city stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I've got a lot of edible plants in my landscape, and my landscape would have to be considered looking pretty good. But it's just it's not a dedicated garden. I've got pomegranate and jujube and various kinds of herbs. Ohasanta used as a little forest under the ginkgo. The ginkgo would be in the food category as well. I've got asparagus and garlic growing all over the place. So
awesome.
I think people, even people that have homeowners association problems, can have a lot of edible crops, even more so than I do, because I don't have enough sun for too many. I've got a lot of peppers, especially chili piquin, growing in the beds as well. So everybody can do it to a degree, and I don't have any problem at all with the whole front yard becoming a vegetable garden. Vegetable gardens and herb gardens can look really pretty. They can be designed to be as good-looking as just regular landscaping, in my opinion. It's probably something I need to spend more time talking about and showing people how to do and putting stuff on the website. And since you brought it up, I will do that. Daryl, thank you for calling, and we'll see you soon. It's, let's see, I think next up, David in Paris, is that right?
Yes, Howard. Good morning.
What's going on, David?
Your last caller just made your show.
Well, that'll make his day. As Daryl,
I kind of sensed that.
Our
but
snake
also, your comments. I have copperheads up here, and I live out in the country, mm-hmm. but I've also been plagued by moles. And I've never been one to kill any kind of animal because I know they have their uses. One day I saw this copperhead slither down the mole hole, the mole run, and I thought that's the purpose of those.
Let me put you on hold real quick because I got to give out two telephone numbers. Arbico's telephone number, as I promised, is 800-827-2847. 800-827-2847 for Arbico. And for Natural Organic Warehouse, it's 888-998-9669. Those places both will ship you Nolo bait, kale and clay, Bio-SI, the biological products that I recommend, the Garrett juice, you name it. Arbico-organics.com and naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com.